This is Craig Durr, Chief Analyst and Founder of the Collab Collective, and I'm excited to bring you this edition of Direct from the Expo, Infocom 2025. And I have a great guest here to talk about some really new, exciting products. James Rempel, VP of Product from Nureva. I'm glad you're here. How's it going?
Great to be here, Craig. Yeah, Infocom 2025.
It's going again. This is actually a great show for you guys because I think you have some new products you're announcing. But before we dive into that, I want to introduce the world to Nureva to make sure they understand what you're doing. Tell me a little bit about Nureva to begin with.
Yeah, well, at Nureva, our mission is to make it easy to deploy high-quality audio in big spaces.
Yeah.
So we have a line of audio conferencing systems that use our own microphone mist technology.
Okay.
It covers large spaces with high-quality microphone pickup while still being very easy to install and easy to manage.
Well, help me with that. Let's talk about that. Why are large spaces still such a challenge for audio? I mean, I know it's a difficult space, but talk to me about these challenges and how you're helping to overcome this in some ways.
Well, yeah, large spaces are difficult acoustically. The room, with acoustics, the room is always part of the equation.
Right.
And so a lot of what we do with our technology is to try to manage the room as a variable.
Okay.
But big rooms, they can be reverberant. They've got lots of different surfaces. Mm-hmm. The acoustics can change over time. A room will sound different when it's empty versus full of people.
That's right. Or furniture changes or something like that as well, too, right?
Exactly.
So there's this constant adjusting taking place in those rooms as well, too.
Exactly. And what we find with our customers is that the traditional ways of outfitting large rooms with audio they can be very complex, and they often require specialized expertise to set them up, tune them, and even maintain them over time.
Wow.
But IT managers, you know, their teams aren't growing. Their budgets aren't growing.
No.
But the demand for equipping rooms with high-quality audio is growing.
Okay.
You always have remote participants in meetings these days.
That's true. And the fact that these rooms, these larger rooms, are getting used a lot more, not only for these town hall gatherings, flex meetings, these type of spaces as well, too. You hit a really key thing, though. You're very IT-centric in an AV-oriented world. And you've got some really great technology right now that you utilize to help solve these problems. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So our microphone mist technology is a very kind of unique way of processing audio through microphone arrays.
Okay.
And it was developed in-house. It's fully patented. But whereas beamforming microphones sort of focus on direction of arrival.
Okay.
And so you're really creating a pickup beam that extends out into the room. With microphone mist, our system generates a field of virtual microphones that cover the entire space.
Wow.
And so a virtual microphone is essentially a point in space where we can focus microphone pickup.
Really? So to address those problems you talked about, furniture moves, more people in the room, this is like dynamically adjusting to how that room changes over time, right?
That's right. Our solutions auto-calibrate over time.
Wow.
So they will kind of pick up on the way the sound reflects back into our microphones, and we'll adjust the calibration accordingly.
And that technology obviously is core right now to some current products you have in the market, like the HDL line.
Exactly.
What kind of feedback are customers giving you about HDL and how it's working?
They love the microphone pickup and the quality and clarity of the microphone pickup, and then they love the simplicity of installation.
Yes, I mean, that's
it. And then also the ease of management after it's been installed. One of the highest compliments we get paid is when an IT manager says, hey, your rooms are the quiet rooms, and they don't mean acoustically, they mean, you know, there's no support calls.
Oh.
It just works.
Yeah. That's fantastic. But that's great. I mean, we can't overlook. I've seen the installation of these devices before. It's super simple, right? The way that these align in the room, whether you have one device or two devices in the room, and the coverage is fantastic, right?
Yeah. So that's been very successful for us.
All right. Well, I'm excited we talked about HDL. It's a great product line, but what I'm really excited about is you're actually giving a preview of how you guys are solving some new exciting use cases with a new product line called HDX, right?
That's right. That's right. And whereas our current product offering is really geared around audio conferencing,
right,
what we've been finding is that as we get into larger and larger rooms, you know, our customers love audio conferencing, and that's an important use case, but they want to do more.
Right.
They want rich speaker output for playing media, you know, program audio, playing movies, music, et cetera. They want technology to help people hear each other in large rooms.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then they're also looking for technology to help them provide assistive listening for people who are have hearing challenges.
Wow. But now when you're talking about large rooms, you're talking about like these new divisible rooms. You're talking about large rooms that are multi-purpose. Is that what we're talking
about?
Yeah,
we're talking about rooms up to about 40 feet by 60 feet or 12 by 18 meters. So
yeah,
fairly large rooms. And the rooms we see the HDX series fitting into best would be large classrooms. So either kind of lecture style classrooms or collaborative classrooms. We see them going into larger meeting rooms,
right,
corporate training spaces, flex spaces, divisible rooms. One of the trends we see in the corporate space is the desire to put audio technology into non-traditional meeting rooms, or rooms that wouldn't be normally considered meeting rooms.
Yeah.
So lunch rooms, flex spaces for doing town halls or having collaborative sessions with
right,
larger groups.
Well, you hit some really interesting features. I want to double click on these more. How are you able to help amplify voice and help people be heard throughout the room?
Yeah. So there's two key features that the HDX series supports. One is voice amplification,
okay,
and that's where you can connect up to four wireless microphones.
Okay.
It could be a headset microphones, lavalier microphones, or handheld microphones.
Makes sense, yeah.
And so a presenter or instructor with a wireless microphone, their voices will get amplified through the speakers, the HDX speakers in the room.
Okay.
Another feature we're offering is, we call it adaptive voice lift.
Oh.
And so this is using the microphones built into the HDX system to
mm-hmm,
pick up people talking in the room.
Okay.
And one of the big advantages of microphone mist technology is that we know where people are in the room when they're talking.
Right.
And so with that information, we can intelligently and automatically route the speaker output to these speakers that are furthest away from where the person is talking.
That solves a great problem there. I mean, that person might be presenting in the front. The people in the back get to hear much better, right?
Exactly.
Now, you also
yeah,
mentioned assisted hearing as well. And I thought I saw something around AuraCast. Is that right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So first of all, the HDX system can be easily connected to an existing
okay,
assistive listening system like a hearing loop or an infrared transmitter using the analog outputs.
Okay.
But it also has AuraCast built in. And so AuraCast is a one-to-many broadcast technology built on top of Bluetooth.
Okay.
So an IT manager can, using our app, set up an AuraCast channel, name
wow,
it, and then anyone coming into the room with AuraCast-enabled hearing aids or earphones or earpods can find the channel on their smartphone and connect to it, and then the audio gets piped directly into their ears.
This is great expansion of the use cases. I love it. And what I like about this, too, is you're keeping that DNA of being IT-friendly, right? These are very complex AV use cases right now, but what you're
yes,
talking about is a way to roll this out that's very IT-centric, easy to deploy, easy to manage, it sounds like, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. One of the benefits of having a tightly integrated audio system, there's often complexity when you start layering these different audio use cases on top of one another.
Mm-hmm.
They often conflict. And so we're building in features to make that seamless, using them together. A good example, we have a feature we call adaptive sound mode. So as we know with audio conferencing, lower frequencies are very difficult to echo cancel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a pure audio conferencing system, generally you tailor the speaker output to be a little thinner on the bass side.
Right.
With the HDX system, because we know when the microphones are active, when the microphones aren't active, the subwoofer is on, the full bass output is active. As soon as someone joins a conference, we automatically drop off the subwoofer and tune back the bass so that you get clear speech audio.
Right.
And no echo leaks.
This is fantastic. So this product has been announced. When do you think we might see it in market?
Yes. So we're going to be doing live demonstrations of the product starting in the fall, and then we'll be shipping early 2026.
This is exciting. I can't wait to see this out. Well, James, thank you so much for the update. I really appreciate it. I think this audience has a lot to look to. Where should they go if they want to learn more, here or at online?
Yes. Go to nureva.com. We have all sorts of information on our website, and we're going to be adding to it as the year progresses.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone. Hey, this is another great update from Infocom 2025. I appreciate the information you shared. Direct from the expo, James, thank you again. And everyone, tune in later for some more updates from Infocom.